At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize.
But
I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Everyone.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Adrian Maloof and Doug Buden join the show. We talk about Adrian's return after the fire, Doug's experience with bras, and becoming boy sober. This is a redo from February. Was it 28th? When was the fire?
Oh, I don't remember the date.
I think it was at the end of February.
Should be seared into
our brain. Unfortunately, the show was cut short 20 minutes in. So here we are with, we're doing a little... Redo.
Yeah,
here.
Redo.
Knock on wood.
A redo.
Poo, poo, poo.
Adrian,
well,
I just want to.
We all did well.
Yes.
We all did well.
Right? We all did well.
Well, we left.
Yeah.
I know, you left. But it was.
Did you know we went back on the air, Adrian? After you left?
I left after Jeff left.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yes, because I mean, look, I appreciate how dedicated you were. I mean, there's Adrian just standing in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you should just go. You should just go. Because we didn't know what was happening. And I appreciate that you were standing there with all the other SiriusXM employees.
Yeah.
But
no biggie.
Yeah, but you also were able to save your brand new car on P4.
That's true.
Adrian and I were the only ones that took our cars out.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. And it was actually really smart because sometimes that gate will just lock. It won't work anymore because the electricity goes out in the building.
Yeah, so that's when we got our cars
You're
out.
Very lucky.
Now, you also, I mean, you have a brand new gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
that BMW. What is that?
It's amazing, isn't it? There's only a few in the world. And it's like, seriously, you can lay back in the back. The feet
it's like
go
a limo.
Up. Has a huge screen that is like in theater. And has lights that go on and
IMAX.
Off.
She's driving an IMAX movie theater.
It's a huge BMW.
It's like beyond
amazing
a
car. It's so comfortable, too.
Do you know the model?
Is it the Alpine?
It's the newest. I think the 7 Series, but I forget. No, mm-hmm. but it's they didn't make that many of them.
Well, so that's why you had to save it. Say, mine was hard. Mine was difficult to get too. So that's why we had to save our cars.
That's true.
But you
right?
and I were the only one that went down to P4 and got our cars.
we did. Yeah.
Too much. Too
but
much.
See, we were able to leave, unlike the rest of you.
Yeah.
You were all stuck.
Yeah, to work.
And what did we do? We saved SiriusXM. We saved Radio Andy. We went live.
Nothing can save.
We went live.
Radio Andy. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, you just got off a tour, your Dos Amigas E-Dub.
Yes. We just did our first week. This past week, we were in Houston and Austin. Both are in Texas. And we had so much fun. I mean, it is unlike any other show that I have worked on or toured, for that matter, working with Shannon and Vicky. I guess it's just a different animal when you're working with the Housewives.
Now, I don't know what you're willing to share, but do you want to talk about the technical difficulties and what happened?
Oh, well, the technical difficulties. So essentially, this show is a presentation on my computer that was given to me. And I advance through slides and video, and we talk about things, and there are games and animation. So, you know, you'd like to get a rehearsal, and each night is a different venue. When we got to the Austin venue, it was about 10 minutes before the audience was going to come in. And the guy said to me, how important is it that you run the show from your computer on the stage? I said, well, that is the show. So meanwhile, Vicky and Shannon are just sort of like walking around. And I'm now, the guy goes, yeah, well, we're having some problems. Like, we haven't been able to get the system to work today at all.
And you're stressed, right? So you are stressed.
Yeah, so, and now they're like, we're opening the house. I said, don't open the house. And I'm now, Vicky, so
this is a typical housewife.
Net. Yeah, the guy's like, let's work this out. So I am now, there are two computers in front of me. I'm also not a programmer. Two computers, they're going to try to rewrite the show into a different program. The sound isn't working. I am sweating. And Vicky walks up to me and says, I need a Starbucks iced coffee. To me. I'm on the stage.
She's just trying to calm you down with a cup of coffee.
I think she just wanted, I think it was for her. So I looked at her and said, well, what the fuck are you telling me for? And I am not joking or being dramatic. What I figured out in that second is that Vicky and Shannon, these housewives, they are so used to being filmed and mm-hmm. having a camera. So this is not a joke. I pretended that I was talking into a microphone. I just picked up my shirt, like on Below Deck, and I said into my shirt, Doug, for production, can somebody work on getting Vicky an iced coffee, please? And then I acted like somebody talked back to me, and I said to Vicky, they're working on it. She said, great, walked away. So from that point on, that is how I handle Shannon and Vicky. Like, Shannon came over.
Brilliant.
Shannon came over. She was not happy with the menu in the green room. So I just put up my finger, and I said, hold on, Shannon. I was like, hey, can somebody pull in a different menu for Shannon? She said, thanks so much, Doug. Walked away, never came back to
me. It just sounds like an episode of A Housewife.
It's,
yeah. That, well, it's it gets not worse because Vicky was uncomfortable with her bra.
Yes. Oh.
And Doug, you had to remove her bra.
So, spoiler alert, never did that before. I have never seen the backup. So Vicky and Shannon, they swapped bras. So Vicky said, Doug, I need you to take off my bra. And she turns around. Now, I'm no joke.
And
I mean,
you're deer in the headlights.
You saw Patty Singer's tits.
I saw her tits, but I've never seen the back of a bra. So to unhook it, there's a thing on the top and a thing on the bottom, and you have to pull it in and release it.
You're hilarious. Then, oh, my gosh.
But then, Adrian, I had to put a different bra back on. I didn't really. They're adjustable, right? So there's different. You can make it tighter.
Were you nervous?
You mean she had to put a different bra on.
Yeah, she put it, but I had to put it on her. So yeah. when I went to close it, you could make it this tight or even tighter. And then there's a hook on the top and one on the bottom, and you get the top one, and you feel like it's going to snap. And Vicky's saying, tighter, make it tighter. And you just pull it. I mean, it was stressful.
So this is now the second pair of tits you've seen.
No.
Vicky's. You told me.
Vicky was standing in front of a mirror and made the mistake of looking up, and I saw.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
In the words of Valerie Cherish, I don't want to see that, but it was.
So you've now seen Patty's tits, yes. Vicky's tits.
I've felt Tori Spelling's tits.
Yes. Okay.
Whose are the best?
What is the best? I think Tori's were the firmest. I didn't touch Patty's. Patty's, though, that was the most traumatic.
Because you didn't expect it.
Right. Vicky's, you know who, I'll
she
tell
just
you.
Kind of, because she was showing me, and you happened to be behind me. And
yes.
Yeah, because she had got a reduction and a lift. They look great. So did Vicky's.
That was, I mean, that was like my third show with you. That was like very early.
You've become a boob guy.
Shell-shocked.
And you know, it's only famous people's boobs because the only other boobs I've seen are Padma Lakshmi.
Well, maybe Adrian will show
you. I know. I was going to say, you want to see mine?
I'm good. I feel, but I power to you.
You might
gals.
Really be shocked.
Power to you with all. Why don't they just do Velcro? Why do they do these little hooks? It's very unsure.
Do you ever need
the
help?
Velcro would scratch.
Oh, God.
Do you ever need help with your bra?
I can do it blindfold. Yeah. Yeah.
You've taken a bra off women before, Jeff,
yeah,
right?
Of course. And men.
It's very.
My own.
It's very difficult to do.
It is.
It's not graceful.
But it is what it is. You know? It's a woman thing. I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah.
So it's been fun, and I'm learning a lot.
I want to thank you because I went out last Thursday. I had a little too much to drink, a little hungover, was out late, and I was really dragging, and I had to do radio. Mm-hmm. And Shane made me the best concoction.
It was delicious.
And I came back to life. Mm-hmm. And what was it, Shane?
Yeah, drink aid plus an emergency packet.
Was it the boost or the prevention?
The boost, the caffeine. The boost with an emergency packet and some orange juice, shook it up. It was a delicious cocktail.
Yep, it brought me back to life.
Brought you back to life.
Yep.
It saves you.
So,
honestly.
It's like Gatorade, but without the sugar, right?
Yeah, no sugar, and it's healthier for you. It's got like amino acids, milk thistle, B complex. So it's the real deal.
Ketamine.
Ketamine. No, we haven't figured that out yet, but man, would that be a big seller.
Dessert, yeah, with a ketamine chaser.
Yeah, forget the booze, just go for the ketamine.
Well, if it looks like I got dressed in the dark today, it's because I did. We tripped a breaker at my house, and of course it was the primary bedroom, the primary closet, and the hallway. So I have to use my flashlight on my phone to try to get around.
What tripped the breaker though?
I don't know, but I found it on the sub panel. When I tripped it, it just
you're in the sub.
It would trip right back. You know what I mean? So there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
You turned it on and off.
I flipped it over and then it went immediately went right back.
Ow.
So something's wrong. The guy's coming today. Uh-huh. Kevin.
Yeah.
At 3.
Didn't you have an emergency light?
No. I need
you should.
I don't have a flashlight. I don't have anything. I was just using my phone light.
Megan, and you know California.
I know.
We get these blackouts all the time.
Megan Weaver recommended this thing I bought on Amazon. It was a pack of 6, and they plug into an outlet, and when you lose power, it becomes a flashlight or a room light. You have your choice, and you can walk around with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that all, or is it a generator, too? Have you seen that one that...
No, it's not a generator.
Well, they have them
it's
now.
It's like a little thing.
I know, but they have the little ones that are generators now.
Oh.
It's really weird.
Well, I went to Catch last night with Shane. I took my son. And then Scary Sherry, the psychic, went. Oh. Have you ever seen Scary Sherry?
No.
How is she?
She's great.
How good is she?
Great.
Real good.
Real good.
Really? I want to see her.
She can make it depressing, but it's good.
Really?
And then, well, she'll tell you the dark stuff.
Depends on your fortune.
She'll tell you the dark stuff?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
She's scary. I mean,
you know, the bad comes with the good.
Does she tell you the good stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Good stuff. But then there's,
but when she says, when you say bad, like she warned you about something?
Yes.
Or
she told me I would be alone and single for the rest of my life.
Oh.
She's a really good psychic. You are a bitch.
Now, she told me about a week ago, she said, I think you're going to be in a relationship. You're going to meet someone in the next 60 to 90 days. And I was like, oh. And I said, do I know him? And she's like, I don't know if you know him personally, but you know who he is. Oh, okay. And so then obviously I was like, have I slept with him? And she said, no, you have not slept with him. So
well, who could it be?
That's what I said. I was like, who's left?
That's a small list.
Maybe a different country?
That's exactly what I said.
Canada.
First I thought out of state, but then maybe it is another
country.
Maybe a different planet.
I was like, is it our server? Is it the host? Like, who have you met that you haven't slept with?
I mean, okay, that's an exaggeration.
Me?
It's Adrian Maloof.
But yeah, so we'll see what happens. Now, I went down to Newport this weekend, and I went out with Harry, the guy that Kelly Dodd and Rick Leventhal set me up with. Mm-hmm. So we had a great time. I was down there for the night. We hung out. We had dinner with Kelly and Rick, and then we went to the Elks Lodge. We've talked about it before down in Newport.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
Do you go there?
It's like a dive bar, but I loved it. It was so fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But then this... So I was meeting all these people and, you know, I was having the best time. It was like the friendliest group. Mm-hmm. And then this guy came over. I remember his name was Gary. And he introduced himself. He's like, hey, could I get a picture? And so I look at the hat and his hat says... Trump make America great again.
Oh,
and I was like looking at him and I'm like, and then Kelly Dodd was like, no, 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 you can't take a picture with him.
She's really learned.
Because that'll be everywhere.
When Kelly Dodd tells me not to take him, I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right, Gary. I don't think so.
She is your PR consultant.
Had you slept with him? That's the question. Was this a guy that
Gary?
She slept with?
Yeah. No.
Well, is this the guy she's talking about?
No,
maybe.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Not with Harry.
Maybe.
But you had a good weekend with Harry then?
I had a great time. I went to Lido House down there.
Yeah.
Where you get a $500 room for $1,000. Yeah. And then, I mean, it's a nice place and the location's great. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Like,
they have all these little beachy kind of places.
You know, and I, you know, I guess it was done by a prominent decorator. Mm. But it's just that beachy kitsch. Mm-hmm. Goes a little too far for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
shiplap and all of that. Right, like, right. I feel like it's already dated. But it's but
Chip
it's
and Joanna.
But it's a nice hotel. People were really nice. But the one thing is that I get like when you're checking in, the two people that were there, not concierge, but a check-in, they were like, would you like some champagne? Or would you like something to drink while you're waiting? Well, the line was really long to check in. So I feel like that's a time where you pivot and maybe don't offer champagne. Because then what I noticed is I'm like five people behind. And they're like, would you like some champagne? And they're like, sure. And so then she has to go in the back.
Yeah.
She's got to open the champagne. Okay. She's got to pour the glasses. Yeah. You got to wait for the bubbles to go down. You got to pour again. And you got to wait for the bubbles to go down. You got to pour again. And meanwhile, I'm like fucking five people back. I'm like, come on.
Can we hurry up? Yeah.
Yes. It's like maybe don't offer the champagne right now. Or maybe grab somebody
else. Have somebody else.
Yeah.
They do
so
that. Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like when you're spending that kind of money. And you go to a nice hotel like that. This is the I've been there three times. It's the second time I've had to wait in a long line to check in.
Yeah.
It just starts off the night not so good. Mm. But then I went up to that rooftop deck and I got recognized a few times. So then I was in a good mood again.
Dame we're back.
Dame made. Jeff's like, I love this place. Oh my God. Where were you when I was online?
Exactly.
But it was fun. We had a good time. And then now this weekend we have Countess Cabaret is on Friday. Have you ever seen her?
Mm-mm.
Oh, she's great. It's fun.
I've seen her on TV, but I've never seen her in person.
It's a fun show.
You gotta go see her show.
That's hear it is.
Friday. We're doing that on Friday. We've got a few chumps going. Are you going to? No, you're gone.
No, I fly. I come back on Friday evening. It's too much for me to then go out to an appearance.
Right? An appearance? Excuse me?
I can't do an appearance at the Countess's show. I'll be flying. I have two planes on Friday. It's too much for me.
He has to look
two planes.
The right way. Yeah. I mean, right?
You gotta... St. Louis to Dallas.
Yeah, but
Dallas
I always feel rested when I come back because I sleep.
Yeah.
No, well, it's too much for you.
Yeah, it's too much.
But you are going to Fortune Feimster show with us on Saturday.
Yes, and I may be a little sun, but that's after Tomato Mania. Like that's obviously the most important part.
Two
are you sure this is not too much for you?
Well, I'm going to take a nap in between Tomato Mania and Fortune Feimster show, but I will be flush with the excitement.
Okay, Adrian looks
so
confused.
You'll be a little red, but you'll match the tomatoes.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Do you know what Tomato Mania is?
No, but we were talking about it earlier
before you got here.
Yeah, exactly.
He already filled her in.
Yeah.
But you were telling us you have 13 varieties of tomatoes in your garden.
I have room to grow 13 different varieties. Yeah.
He's got a big garden in the backyard. I told Adrian that I would tear it out and put it in a pool. I think that's better for resale.
Is it legal?
I agree.
I
don't know that I legally I'm not West Hollywood. I think my block is LA. Somebody once told me you're not allowed to just put a pool in. You have to in our area. You have to apply for some kind of special permission or something.
Really?
I don't think so.
Are you in a gated community?
No.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
You're
thinking a homeowners association.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
But when I bought my house, I did pay LADWP to move an electric wire that used to cross my backyard.
Yeah.
And I it's called a bridle. I had to pay for them to relocate that. So at least I don't have anything crossing my backyard, so it would be safe. But I'm not a pool person. I don't swim.
Me either.
Right?
I just opt for resale value.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing. That where I live, there is no resale value because they're offering me a lot of money, literally, to tear my house down. Because where I live is
all the neighbors are
mansions.
Ponied up money.
No,
to tear it down.
They get them out of here.
they build the McMansion. So there, I get offers for cash with no, it says no inspection, no contingency.
Oh, because they're going to knock it down.
Because it's just to tear it down and build a big one. So,
well, keep going up.
Yeah.
Tell them, you know.
I told them a long time ago should sell.
I know, but it would be silly now. My mortgage is a very good rate for me, and I wouldn't be able to afford anything, you know, remotely close.
Well, speaking of which, Doug relies on, he has several sources of income, but one important source of income for you has been the truffle salt.
Yeah.
And so you have it on sale right now at $38 a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
Jameson's
people
back.
Do get sick after.
No, that's not true. People don't get sick. People love it.
But it's free shipping.
Yeah.
You go to saltery.store.
Correct.
Let's support Doug in this.
Let's do that.
Purchase the C&K truffle salt at saltery.store now. And you can also bundle it, right?
Yeah, there are different options. If you go to the website saltery.store, you'll see all the different options. All of them have free shipping. And I gave Adrian a jar this morning. The other day in Houston, Vicky and Shannon tried it at the airport, and they both loved it.
So how'd they feel afterwards, though?
Let me tell you, that show was a great show.
Oh, so gave him energy.
Mm-hmm. Gave him pep.
Also,
stamina.
For those of you that really want to help out Adrian, go to drinkaid.com. That is a source of income that's important
yes.
as well.
Yes.
That helps
yes.
keep the...
The gates.
Yeah, the gates are operating and yes. the lights on in your 20,000 square foot mansion.
The pool's filled. All pools are
yeah.
filled.
Yeah.
Is it drinkaid.com?
Drinkaid.com, yeah.
And you get the prevention. You have to get the prevention and the boost.
Yeah.
The boost you can take before you work out.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It'll give you a really nice little kick in the morning.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little yeah. kick.
You need a kick.
It's so weird because there's no down. It's just feeling great, 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 great. And then there's no crash. Some of those energy drinks, you have a crash. Not this.
It's I think with the truffle salt, there's a crash. There's
Stop a crash. It!
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best nut sound you've ever heard.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so when we were talking about all this, you know, the fire drill and all of that, I remember, I think it was season two of Beverly Hills Housewives, when now Lisa Vanderpump had sold the house across the street and
yes.
moved, right?
Yes.
But yeah. then there was a huge house fire there.
Huge, yes.
And it was such a gigantic home that mm-hmm. that I did those flames threaten your home?
Oh, absolutely. I was literally my gate. I was looking outside my gate and I could feel my eyelashes starting to burn. That's how close it got. So we had 10 fire trucks. We were actually filming at the time.
Oh, you
so
were.
So we were this filming an episode of Housewives.
Who didn't want, did Paul want to leave and you didn't, or you wanted to leave and Paul didn't?
I wanted to leave. I took the kids and the animals and the nanny and we
And he
we
wouldn't
left,
get in the car.
And he stayed.
Yeah, he wouldn't get in the car. And you were like, get in the car. We got to go.
We got to go.
Did you You're take right. the housekeeper also, or did
oh,
you
yes.
leave her behind?
No, of course we took her.
Okay, you took
She's
everybody.
She's like family. We took everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. I even took his nephews.
Two of the chefs, the tennis instructor.
We all.
But what happened?
Because you were
telling me. So you're in the backyard.
Yeah, we're in the backyard and we're barbecuing, and it was getting really smoky. And I thought, are they like burning the food? And Paul's like, oh, that guy's got a problem. He doesn't know how to cook. And I'm like, no, it's like I think it's. And then all of a sudden, my son, who was also filming, runs to the front. He said, oh my gosh, the house is on fire. The house is on fire. And all of a sudden, we all went out front, and sure enough, smoke everywhere. I mean, fire alarms going off, and it was getting closer and closer. And I'm like, okay, this is where it's too real. You know,
yeah.
we're filming, but it's too real. We got out of there. Paul stayed, and he met with TMZ.
Well, it could very easily, these fires can jump to the next
house.
Of course,
very quickly.
Especially a house that big.
Yes.
I mean, that is a massive
yes.
fire.
And it's windy in the hills also, right? Because that was in the
yes.
hills.
Yes.
Did you have any smoke damage to your home?
Not that
your
time.
Your mansion?
From the burger.
No. Not that time.
Well, thank God all the housekeepers got out alive.
I know.
How would you know?
What about across the street?
No one was living there. It was a Russian family, but no one was living there.
What started the fire? Do we know?
Something at the
top. A barbecue across the street?
A barbecue across the street. Another barbecue. No, I mean, it's something in the kitchen. I don't know.
But no one was living there.
But no one was living there. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know, right?
Oh, so you think it's insurance fraud?
I didn't say that. No, but we never really knew what transpired with that.
Now, the boys, the young boys, the twins, Christian and Colin, so they're about to turn 18.
Yes.
You're waiting for college acceptance letters?
Yes. That's a full-time job.
To figure out where these boys are going.
Mm-hmm.
So so Gavin is in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then August, you're an empty nester.
I am. And it sucks.
Wow.
And I'm so, it's so sad. I'm not ready for that chapter yet.
Yeah.
I'm really not. So I've got to figure out, what am I going to do? I mean, I'm most likely going to sell my place. Because what am I going to do in that big house? It's just massive.
I imagine that would be lonely being in that big
very
house.
Very lonely. So
with a staff of 30.
That's a new project. That's a new project. But more importantly, an empty nester. People are like, aren't you happy? No, I'm not.
Why don't you go back to school as a full-time student?
I know. I
at
thought
the
about
same
that.
School.
I thought about that, going to where my son goes.
I'm enrolled.
To
see you in the quad.
Like, what was that movie?
With Rodney Dangerful.
Back to school.
Yeah, back to school.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Melissa McCarthy also did a movie like that where she went back to school. But so right now you go to San Diego a lot to see Gavin, right?
Not a lot, but I do go up to see him.
But see, the twins are going to go to two separate. So you're going to have three boys in three separate schools.
Yes.
So you're going to be traveling a lot.
A whirlwind. Yes.
Yeah, it sounds
like. Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. And my twins don't want to go to the same school. So, you know, who knows? Mm. It's going to be crazy.
Are they? So, I mean, it's going to be hard for you because you're close to your boys.
Very close.
You might need to get a dog.
I have a dog.
Oh, okay.
Get another one.
I'll be getting another one.
Yeah, so you're not too lonely.
I know, exactly.
But you also have all of those, you know, you're always young men that you're dating.
No. Really? Where are they all? Jeez. Send them my way.
Are you not dating?
You have no problem meeting people. Every time I run into you, you're with somebody.
But they're usually just friends or someone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll tell you when it's the real deal.
Now, there is a new Gen Z dating trend out there, right, Doug?
Yeah.
I don't think this is for Adrian and I, but...
It's called Going Boy Sober. This started with this comedian, Hope Woodward. So she said, you know, celibacy doesn't sound cool. She said on TikTok, which is the platform of choice for these Gen Zers. So she says she's going to be boy sober. And this is really taking on. People are saying this is not such a bad thing. The rules are no dating apps, no dates, no exes, no hookups. So she's
no situationships either.
What do you do all
well,
day?
Well, for how long is that?
Yeah, how long, Doug?
Tend to your tomatoes. It's I don't think it told us how long, does it?
Well, that's an important question. Said.
Yeah, it's a time of introspection,
the
healing,
empowering. I think I like that. Though.
It's about empowering, and it says you have to focus on personal growth, and it's crucial to embark on boy sobriety the right way. Which is according to this person, it begins with introspection, understanding personal values, finding your own accomplishment, and engaging in activities that boost self-esteem, which is
but there's
very
no
far
see, I think, you know what? I think it varies per person. Mm-hmm. So I think some people need to take off a couple months. For you and me, maybe a week.
Or an hour and a half.
A day or two.
It's 9:35
a.m. I actually think that's a great idea.
To go boy sober?
I think I'd rather quit drinking than be boy sober. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And that would be hard.
This is also written from the POV of a cis woman. This is about women, does not mention the gays.
Oh.
I don't know. I think I
could see where a week break could be beneficial.
What about 11 years?
You might as well become a priest then.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear what happened in over the weekend in Michigan?
Oh, yeah.
What?
This guy, okay.
To our dinner house.
Well, this guy.
Well, I don't know.
Kristen Stewart has a new movie out, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know who she is? She was in that thing with the other guy. Anyway.
The thing with the other guy.
Yeah.
But Twilight.
Twilight with Robert Pattinson, whom I know as Cedric Diggory from Harry Potter. That's a different story. Anyway, Kristen Stewart has this new movie out, and this guy went to see it, and he was apparently jerking off.
Well, there was a lesbian scene.
There's a
girl on girl action.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that that's so important. Like,
that's what he was getting off to.
Right, but
some guys can't help themselves.
But the
point
is,
no.
I was like, what?
But they found him asleep with his dick sticking out of his pants. Oh, there's a picture of him?
So,
I didn't see the picture. Oh,
but when I did see in the picture, he has like Fireball cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is this?
He had a party.
Is he by himself? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's because these movie theaters, it has reclining seats. So they said, an eyewitness said that he was jerking off during this scene, and then he fell asleep.
Okay.
Then,
well, it does. Yeah, I understand that. So he was relaxed. And he also drank a lot, right? He brought in his own booze, which is what we're going to do at Countess Cabaret.
Oh, don't check my pockets.
Bring the tequila.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Where is the tequila?
It's over there.
Nice. More tequila?
Yeah.
More tequila.
Mas tequila.
Mas tequila.
I wasn't a tequila drinker until you. Now I'm drinking tequila.
I've got tequila last night.
How smooth is it, though?
It's nice.
It's nice.
I've started enjoying tequila just in the last couple of years.
I think it's kind of the healthiest drink, too.
Yeah. It's supposed to
and
be.
Especially you if you can train yourself to drink it just neat, you know?
Yeah.
Although, what did I have last night that was really good?
You just had to make like a cucumbery, like fresh mint tequila. Mm.
Little lime, mint,
ooh, that
cucumber
delicious.
With tequila.
That sounds refreshing.
It was really good. Mm. Liat turned me on to it.
Cucumber, mint, and lime is also good with vodka. It's also good with gin.
It's also good with pasta.
Or on the face.
It's good with everything.
Back to this guy masturbating in the movie theater.
And it wasn't me.
You know what's interesting is like all of a sudden, I know, I was surprised.
Yeah, I wanted you to know this was in Michigan. I was in Texas this week.
I was going to ask you, where were you this weekend?
I had my own things happen.
But it's actually great publicity for that movie.
I didn't know
because
about it.
Because now I didn't even know about the movie at all.
That's a good point.
Was that done on purpose then?
It's called Love, Lies, and Bleeding.
But was that done on purpose then?
I don't know, but
no.
I...
Look, did you see the guy? What? I would have hired... No. I would have hired a very different actor to do it if it was...
Like a hotter one?
Well, he's...
I mean, could you imagine if someone got caught masturbating in a Hollywood house lift? That would be fantastic.
Oh my,
you can't buy that publicity.
No.
You can't. You already did, Doug?
No. I was thinking of things to do during watching Hollywood House Lift, and like jerking off wasn't one of them.
No.
I was thinking, what a great opportunity for Jameson to hit the vomit sound is what I was thinking.
Oh, God.
Stop it. Turn my mic off.
Come on, Adrienne's a classy woman. Have you been watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Do you watch it?
No, I haven't recently.
Okay.
No, but I know basically what's going on.
Okay, so did I hear that you think they should be doing some recasting? Did you say that? Or would you recast it?
I think they need
a little bit
of switching it up, yes. Yeah, I really do. It's just kind of... I think, how many seasons have they had the same cast? It's been a while. So I think they need to maybe move some characters around.
I think sometimes when I'm watching these shows, I think to myself, this woman should take a break for a season.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they get afraid that if they leave for a season, they won't be asked back. They lose their position. They lose their job. And, you know, it's good money if you've been on for a while. But I'm wondering, like Kyle's case, because she had such a rough season, if she should take off the next season. And I imagine they would always welcome her back.
I think she should take off.
I do, too.
Absolutely.
Bethany took a couple years off.
Yeah.
Countess took a couple years off.
Now,
no, Kyle has not. But,
right. But I'm saying people, they do come back.
There's precedent.
Yeah.
Do we think that anyone else should go? I don't think...
Anna Marie?
I liked her when I met her personally, but I don't think that...
She didn't translate.
Yeah, didn't translate on the show. I don't think she really made friendships or connections.
No.
Does she want to stay on?
I mean, don't they always want to stay on?
They
I have no
to.
Idea. But and then Dorit, I'm ready to say goodbye.
I'm
personally.
Pack up.
I mean,
your hood
I like Dorit, but she might be tired of it too.
But they're all. I mean, they came for her in the reunion.
They came. She was. It was her versus everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was okay with.
Was it okay with that too?
But it might have been her time.
Yeah.
What did you think of the whole of Sutton and Garcelle leaving? Everybody's saying that they did that so that they could avoid like confronting Kathy.
Well, Sutton got sick. I mean, you can't fake that.
Kathy gave her like a panic attack. I think Kathy walked out and she had like a real reaction.
Oh.
Or had she not eaten all day and maybe taking
or all week?
Yeah.
Small esophagus.
Yeah.
Because you could tell that wasn't, she wasn't faking that. No, she,
then mean, why no. did Garcelle go too? She was
like, I know. Oh, to help her. Like, I have to go. For like, moral support.
I got to carry Merce.
I got to talk to you.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.